1,900 pounds are career high.
It's like the 30th time too. I can't get past it. I can't get past it.
Yeah, why'd you come up one rebound short today?
You know, it's his fault.
No,
it's his fault. He blocked somebody's shot, and I knew he was going to airball it. I could have had one, but I'm blaming it on Ty.
Whatever.
It's on Ty, so appreciate it, bro.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
How does it feel to get out against another opponent and not just be beating up on yourselves?
It was good. You know, I feel like we got some jitters out as a team. We had a rough start scoring the ball and turning the ball over and stuff, but, you know, we've been practicing against each other for the past 6 weeks. So, it feels great.
The coach said he saw you this morning. You had some energy even at 8 o'clock this morning. What were you feeling all day and what were you thinking all day?
You know, I was going to say to myself this past week, I'm not even going to be hyped for this game, like just because I've been around and stuff like that. But this morning I was extra turned up. So I was extra turned. So I don't know for what reason. It's game day, so.
Tyler, back in D1 ball, how did it feel to get feet wet at this level again?
Oh, feet wet is right. You know, it felt great to be in front of this atmosphere and, you know, playing against the competition. And you know, even though tonight wasn't the best, you know, looking forward to building and, you know, playing against, you know, some of the best teams in the country.
Talking about the bluffs you had. You had a couple of great blocks.
How many highlights? How many? Yeah.
Just a couple.
Just two. Yeah. No, I love my help defense. I love defense. So, I'm just happy to be back on the floor in front of the crowd again. So,
you guys had turnover problems early and were really struggling with that. What sort of went into, I think, 13 first half turnovers?
Just the jitters, I feel like. You know, we didn't really run the offense and execute like we should have. You know, we kind of fell in love with trying to beat our guy off the bounce, and you know, we paid for it with turnovers. You know, coach even said it. You know, our goal before the game was to have 12 or less, and we blew that out of the water in the first half. So,
Kyle, coach said you have kind of the liberty this year to grab the board and get down the floor. How do you feel like you did one-on-one in those kind of ISO situations, not necessarily ISO, but one-on-one and taking the ball to the basket?
I feel like I did good. I had two carries that I need to, you know, fine tune some stuff and really look at some stuff instead of, you know, doing all that. But not, I felt like I did pretty good finding people and getting to the rim and, you know, trying to be a little point forward. So.
The defense tonight, what was sort of the key, do you think, to hold them? They only made 4 field goals in the whole second half.
Yeah. No, I think it was preparation. You know, our coaches do a great job, you know, even though we don't have a lot on them. You know, we still went in prepared and, we shut down their two main players and, you know, we did a good job with that.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle, after that first initial burst where you guys were struggling turnovers and then you kind of went on a spurt yourself and kind of got everybody going, was that something in your mind that you actively said, okay, you know, let's pick it up, let's go, maybe I should get out front and lead kind of a thing?
Yeah, exactly what you said. It wasn't so much of me trying to score and stuff. It was just, you know, I tried to bring energy, you know. I think that was the biggest thing. You know, when we have energy givers, then everybody feeds off of that. And I felt like everybody did. And you know, that last 5-6 minutes and a half, we were getting stops on D, and that was real critical for us because, you know, we couldn't score and, you know, they couldn't score, so we had to do something. And we got them turning the ball a few times and, you know, got on the break and, you know, started, you know, getting to the rim, getting to the line and stuff. That helped too, so.
Obviously, you guys have a size advantage today, but what's sort of your and Jace's mentality when you guys are able to combine for, trying to do math, what, 32 rebounds, 34 rebounds, I don't know, something. 30-some rebounds for you guys.
You know, we just try to get every rebound, really. You know, try to attack the rim, but, you know, no disrespect, you know. Hopefully we can do that against some size. No disrespect to Northwest Nazarene, but, you know, we got to take that in the fact and take it with a grain of salt, you know, and do it, improve it against somebody else, so.
Yeah, very confident, you know, put in a lot of work, you know, over the summer and, you know, throughout my career. And, you know, it's one of the things that make me versatile. And, you know, I'm glad I could bring that to the table and show it off tonight.
Any more questions?
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.